I had a kind of a fun conversation with KOBI yesterday. We were exploring the idea that I'm kicking around still, and they were curious if we would be willing to pay for another FCC assessment of the tower, and you know, they said, well, you've already got one antenna on the tower, and adding another one, you know, we're kind of at that limit. Would you be willing to have it assessed and be responsible for that? And I had to explain to them that we weren't even on the tower.
Well, yeah, we were told not to because it's apparently overloaded. Well, maybe 15 years ago it was.
Yeah, it was a revealing conversation. They were super nice. They were wonderful. It kind of touched on one of the people that's no longer there that had told us not to be on the tower. So I'll explain more on the phone. Sounded like that wasn't really their intention. Sounded like he misinterpreted something, and I don't know. Kind of interesting, but long story short, everybody at KOBI has been wonderful.
Ah, okay. This is like a telephone tag game. Somebody told somebody that told somebody that told somebody.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was sounding like. And it almost sounds like it may have been one of those misinterpretations that comes with a price tag.
Okay. Yeah. Understand that.
Yeah, and what I had attempted to say earlier is that I had passed the night trooper going north. Most of them I had passed north of France, so I didn't think that was necessarily related to the incident. Oh, there's number 10. The 10 troopers now have passed, but I didn't think it was related to that incident because they were going. Several things could be happening at once. Who knows?
Yeah, like I said, well, could be a meeting down there and then heading back up here. You know, sometimes that's. Then again, you know, it's just, could be just, hey, we got too many cars down in Medford. We need to take some up to Douglas County.
Yeah, I have no idea at this point what the real story is, but we'll probably read about it soon.